All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Correspondence, letter from Young Summers LLC regarding the Champlain Hudson Power Express project petitioning New York State Public Service for a certificate of public convenience and necessity. What does that mean?
The Champlain Power Express, they...
Is that another step in the process?
Yeah, just a formality type of letter that they had to send it to all the municipalities, but it's nothing great substance. So, everything's online, and I even talked to another supervisor today. They're awaiting the project. It's going to be a nice...
Yeah, it's still scheduled for...
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
spring next year, right?
Yes, I think that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard any changes on that. The 8th Annual Village of Campbellsville Fall Car Show is Sunday, September 26th. And notice for a speeds permit to renewal, and that's good until 12/31/2026, I would imagine. That's probably for the cement sewer district. And letters from Town Clerk, New York State, the U.S. regarding the 2020 population total for Catskill. And now we're down to 11,298, which is a 4.1% change and or 477 persons from the 2010.
So that's awesome.
I find that hard to believe.
Me too. I think it's just people that have brought that as the census.
I
should ask the school if they're...
I've preached that to people. You know, school. Facebook. I mean, it comes down to everything. Your funding and...
But if you walk around Catskill...
You got to remember, most of the census was done pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. And I
also... So new residents, it'll be 10 years before we go here.
Right. And school, for sure. And I don't want to be held to the number, but I had a conversation with somebody in the school district. And I don't know if it was 2,300 or, you know, in that nature. But, you know, they're down at least 25% from their highest point, like 15, 20 years ago. That was their highest point. But enrollment in the school district is down as well. So, again, I think we might have, as much as we think we've grown, we can have a lot of second homes. And people come up and have a dual address. They might be snowbirds in Florida, and they're actually down there for homesteading purposes. I agree with you. There's a lot of people on the street, but that doesn't mean they're not. Maybe they did the census in, you know, New York, Brooklyn, or Westchester. But I agree with what you see.
A good chunk of it was pre-COVID, though, the census. And they were doing that push during COVID to try to get people to fill it out, but I think a lot of people didn't bother filling it out.
So you're saying this is from the 2010 census?
2020.
So we dropped.
Is that the typo?
Yeah, well, no.
From 2020 through 2010, you're saying we lost
470. Okay,
right. We lost, in the last 10 years, we lost 4% of our population.
But I would bet, person, I would bet we gained that this year. And then some.
Unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that officially.
The 23rd.
I said, here's the problem.
But I don't know
how you're doing. That's for sure. Other court, and I don't have the date exactly on that, but to Friday, we have a meeting with the Catskill group just to discuss the trolley and shuttle for Catskill Tannersville, so that's at 2 o'clock on
trolley conversation.
Right. So I mean, I'd like to get some input from people. I mean,
it's got
all that in mind. Right. So I'll report back on how that transpired at the next meeting and stuff. But it is an interesting concept.
Doesn't the county bus pick up a Townsville and bring it to Tannersville and vice versa?
Yeah, this is really. I mean,
this is stopping along the way.
Right. And they might drop some people off at a designated area on 23A. And it's to bring business, if we want to generate more business in Campbellsville, it should help there, depending on where their parking areas end up being. But it's a little bit, it's kind of geared like towards Tannersville as well, right? Because they got a bigger Main Street than we do in Campbellsville.
They want business.
And they bid, so it's, but again, it's just to alleviate maybe some of that congestion and maybe control a little more. I don't have the date because I just came to, but Green County's going to have a grand opening at their.
That
just came through this afternoon. Just to kind of keep you updated on that.
21st.
Tuesday, right?
3:30, that's 4:00.
And continuing business agreement with the town of Athens on the basic life support. I think we, you know, again, I talked to Ted about that. Just on the language, I think we're solid on the dollar amount, which was about 7%. So it's just to get the language correct in the contract.
It's still just basic, though, right?
It's definitely basic.
Just because it says basic in advance, that's
yes, right. We're not doing it in life support with Athens. It's basic life support. And just on a continuing, because we've had this, a little conversation with the Leeds Fire District and with Athens, just to try to, which we finally today, I believe I sent it out to everybody. David came in, which is required under general municipal law. They got to come in and show us as a board where their expenditures are and such like that. So we. You know, we
got the 2020 was on for 2021.
He's right.
I think on that.
Where's the 2021 expenditures? That's what you want to see, not 2020.
They got
2020, but they're not through the year yet.
Yeah, but they should still
have the year.
They
should have the year today. But at least it's something that we didn't have before. I mean, it's obviously you can go line item to line item with them and see what that's all about.
I mean, the big thing, the glaring thing, is their lack of fundraising.
Well, true. I mean, that's it. And I guess the price on the physicals, like possibly Hudson was doing on CMH. I'm not sure about that, but I don't know if they qualify. But again, I think that number somewhere around a 51 person roster.
Well, the big thing is insurance, $40,000 a year
for the for the compensation.
Yeah.
I mean, it had an experience a while back. That could obviously drop.
The physicals are free through CMH. They have to get a fit test. That's what
and that's a
fit test through MES is $25 a month.
So all the physical, the medical side of it is still permissible at CMH.
That's free.
And then just get a fit test and it would be acceptable. Well, that's a conversation. That's one of their big ticket items on there as well. So, anyway, at least we're heading in the right direction, I guess.
So we had a public hearing scheduled. Obviously, it's not happening. That was switched back, wasn't it?
Next week.
Next week. So, the 13th.
Yeah,
we need to reschedule that.
Right. Well, I mean, we got time. We can set a date at our next meeting list for that. For the week.
We need to cancel next week's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We need a motion on them to cancel it.
Push.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against the motion, so carried.
And we need to meet with them in Athens again before we schedule a public hearing.
Right. That way we can go over this in detail. And I would really like to get a time when the supervisors...
Yeah, I'm going to email him back and forth with him.
With Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just been expressing that too. I'd like him there.
Right. Okay, good. Because, again, the more minds we have together and the more... You know, it's just going to be a better outcome for everyone too. So I think that's good. So I didn't know you were contacting him. That's good to know. But he was supposed to get in touch with me today. So,
well, we were waiting on this.
On this, exactly. I haven't talked to anybody. Well, Don is the one that actually produced the documents. I mean, some other companies, towns.
But here's the thing. Well, maybe this isn't the time to talk about it. But they sold the fire truck.
Where's
the number? They got $90,000 for it, and it's showing zero.
There's no number in there. I know, yeah, I agree.
Because they took that money and bought another one, right?
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
Not yet.
Oh.
They're looking at West Athens old
brochure. But that should be in the, that should be reflected in
it.
Because that
should be reflected.
And that should be a reflection on how much money they have cash on hand and things like that. So it's not, it's a lot better than what we had, but it's still.
No, yes, it is. I agree.
What we need, like I said, in some towns, I think they actually, which either they pay for it or these fire companies, they give you something from a CPA that's in what it is.
Yeah,
situation too. I mean, it's a, and then, I mean, what's the cancer number on that? Is that high or that's not too bad?
The cancer, that's going to be a revolving number that'll change every year.
Okay.
Is that the PF?
Like you say, fundraising's on the weaker side. But again,
that might
though, but it's nice to at least.
Because that they have the budget for every fire, every interior firefighter that falls by has to have a special coverage, and then you have to cover them for up to 5 years after they leave the department.
Okay. Budgets, just trying to get, you know, you can work with some of your departments. You know, you got to get that to us by September 30th. We can read the budget. This,
yes.
It has to be finalized.
Yeah, we should start to
meetings. You want to do that now already, or do you want to wait until our next meeting?
No, we need to schedule it now.
You usually wait until it's presented to you in October, by October 5th.
At our next meeting, or the first meeting.
Next Monday is next Wednesday. Yeah, I know. It's a quick one this month.
I know. We got to wait for the early one.
Yeah.
I got this. We got to bring down our. I can't hear you really. They had another golf league issue all the time, but then they canceled. So tomorrow we got the first round.
So Tuesday the 5th, the budget will be presented to us.
Correct.
And then we can schedule out. And I believe Mike Torchy, like we, you know, when we find out when he's available, he'll come to a couple of those meetings as well. And then when we pass the budget, I think you'll help. Not that we need to help to present it, but you know, that's
what he's getting paid for.
So I know he's out and just had some surgery and things. But, yeah, exactly. So, you know, but really, do like I did with the senior center and those things. I mean, do we really? I mean,
I would say more on the inside than the outside right now.
We're going to pay off this bond, correct?
That's what I. Well, we've been talking about it for.
I think we need to get a payoff figure. Payoff.
Yep. Payoff. On the one that we have out now.
For here, for the back wall, then we have to get a new one that we can just do maintenance on all those things with.
Just the general capital improvement.
Oh.
Because a lot of our building needs.
Not to mention the interest rate that we have from a couple of years ago is much higher than we probably need right now.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'll get it. Get you some. And I would like to get some even. Either we'll go through Delaware and have the whole thing, but I would like to know just how much that foundation costs. I was thinking about calling the guy.
Oh, here?
Yes. Just for the foundation, just to give us an idea of how much money we're really, you know, what are we looking at?
Do we put the bricks up?
No, just the foundation on this building. And, you know, whether they're here, they can give us a number on the DVA building as well.
Yeah, but if they're going to come and give us a number, you might as well have them on that whole back wall. Foundation and the wall.
If I got a general contractor, this guy that I'm thinking about is just a mason.
What about that Larry Stone? Wasn't that his name?
Yes, he was with Garland.
He's on Sourcewall or whatever.
Yeah, state contract.
He was for roofing or for everything?
He did the roofs.
He did the roof, yeah. But I think they.
He also worked up the quote for the back wall.
Yes, and he could have subcontracted out the window replacement, though his company didn't do that. He was able to get a quote.
Did we have a solid number on there?
Sure. Yeah, we had, but that was old. I mean, that was about 4 years ago.
It was longer than that.
Yeah.
I'll pull the file.
Was that long enough?
Yeah.
But we got the specs of that, though?
No, because we didn't go that far, because we got the sticker shock one.
Maybe let's get a sticker shock number, you know, from a couple people and see what we got.
Yeah, but it needs to get done.
I mean, the senior center, I don't think that those things are emergencies out there, the floors or anything. But
no, it's aesthetics.
The aesthetics now.
The ceiling, the whole ceiling needs to get redone so that they're all the same tiles and they're not all mismatched.
Red schoolhouse, I mean, that just doesn't sound good to me when I'm up there. You know, if I think of
pink schoolhouse?
The red schoolhouse, the furnace up there. That
pink.
Is it pink? You want to make it red?
I'd like to sell it.
It's a historic building. Yeah, we're not selling this historic building.
What waste taxpayer dollars are keeping something together that nobody uses?
No, I bought that a little bit. My old neighbor, and he said what a crime it was that nobody took care of the Lead schoolhouse. And it got, you know, that could have been like a little museum, a place to go to. I mean, maybe we should promote it differently.
County's got an empty museum now.
Or what we could do is, mean, the other way around that is come up with a friends group or somebody that's willing to fundraise for us and help us and take interest in it. I mean, that's not a bad way to go. You want to not worry about the maintenance.
Why don't we winterize it? Why don't we worry about friends?
We're not winterizing it, but if you walk in the place.
No, but why do we worry about
It's the plaster. I mean, right now, if you walk in there, every once in a while, a piece of plaster from the ceiling is down. So if you let it go to 10 below zero, and all this humidity built up.
Next spring, you walk in there.
What if we gave it to Thomas Cole 11?
What's that?
What if we gave it to Thomas Cole 11?
Exactly. I don't know if you give it to him, but you make him interested in
it. No, I think we could give it to him.
They got like a
lot. I don't
look at the Baby Powers, same thing. They got that village, they got all these guys at Baby Powers that are working for it. And I think you foster those relationships. Like at Alana, they got a partnership that is up in Cozy Cottage. And they help the state to tell God to say what they're going to do. But they do fundraising.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if we were to give that to Thomas Cole and Alana, it probably get developed into something really cool. Either like an art gallery for the Thomas Cole band or something like that.
I'm interested in the friends group if somebody wants to help us with it, that's for sure. Because, I mean, it's, otherwise you're right. We're putting money, it's nice, it's a treasure in our community, but if we keep putting money in it, we get very little usage from it. That, you know, it sits there, people drive by it. You know, nobody has an event there.
I can guarantee half the new residents of the town don't even know it's there or what it is.
Exactly. But that's where a friends group would promote it a little bit and have a fundraiser. I think they would do something with it. I really do.
Can it be utilized?
Well, the DAR does use the building for their meetings.
They stopped there. I see them. And they have money too, you know. But you know, they wanted to do projects.
Used to be a polling. Oh, used to be a polling.
Used to be the polling place in Jefferson Heights. So, I think unfortunately, the people that had the most interest in Catskill that went to school there, they're pretty much gone or close to it, unfortunately, because they did a nice job back in the day when they rededicated.
Maybe the elementary school, we need to do, I can't remember what it was called, but on Saturdays we would have children who were interested in coming to bring them in, we would read them a story and then do a project. We did it on Main Street. But that's something that could be utilized for. They don't do that, to my knowledge anymore, if it's something that they could do.
And I don't know what the criteria is, but I mean, like you said, it's a historic, but I mean, you could use it on special occasions, and as long as it was supervised correctly. But if we're going to heat it, I can tell you the furnace is kind of dead, and the water, for some reason, doesn't get shut off there. I would think you would just shut the water off.
Yeah, the water, I would say.
What kind of furnace is it?
Higher.
Oh, it's higher?
So if you're
it just makes a lot of noise and it smells a sort of, right. And I'll be honest with you, I probably not.
It's probably dead.
That's one of those mini splits and
forget
about all $1,000 of wall a day for a long time.
That's good. That's a point, actually.
You're going to spend $70,000 for, you know, for.
You would have to be careful, though.
You can do climate control in the summer. You can't do anything that's going to change.
Right, you can't do anything that's going to. Orps will come down and, yeah.
That's not historic.
I know. But we don't want white things on the side.
You can paint them with that. I just have them sold in my house.
We can put a whole stove back
in
there. We can
put a bowl in there.
Is that a whole stove?
Or is there a stove?
Is that a stove? Or is there a stove?
I haven't stopped by myself. Who was the first lottery? How do you guys feel about all these voucher things, like approving them at a meeting? The vouchers, I mean, we don't have to do that today, but I'd like to start doing that, like funding vouchers.
No, we don't. We're a first-class town.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, we're a first-class town.
Yeah.
We all get the report from Pearson. No question. I don't have to have it, so we get it twice.
What's that?
Just hard enough to look through it once. I don't know.
Well, you don't really look at it twice. You would just agree to the totals and say that you do it. You view them and that you're in agreement with them. And then everybody raises their hand or doesn't. Not totally. Was a good idea.
He must have known where the first quest at.
That I don't know. Is that true? I'll
yes. You don't have to pass a resolution to approve your vouchers because you're a first class town.
Only villages in type 2 build, or towns, right, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
We'll let that one go by.
Yeah. I mean, way back when I first got born, we used to go to Kirsten's office and sign them. But once we start distributing the traveling, it's fine.
Okay. Any other things that we want to talk about, discuss?
When do we have to start fixing the marijuana stuff?
I'm going to talk about marijuana stuff. You got till the end of the year to opt out of marijuana.
Well, we're not going to opt out.
Okay, so
why not?
Huh?
Who says?
All the money we're going to get.
Well, you're not going to get
it. I'm not going to get money.
If you're going to get, you get 3% of the sales, I mean, so, you know.
It's the one chance we have of getting money where the county doesn't keep it.
I agree with you, but I mean, you still have to do, I mean, you have millions of sales to get 30K. I mean, it's still money. I mean, you know, these shops have got to be pretty busy.
And it also brings up
something that not everybody agrees with, and not only those people.
Right. So, I mean, if maybe we should have, we can set a public hearing in the fall, and if you want to get, the key is, do we get the people that, you know, which we've learned, sometimes you get a cross-section of for and against it, so it's really hard. I mean, you can put a survey monkey out there on the internet to do it. I mean, and I had a conversation with another supervisor today. They actually called me 4 weeks ago, and he couldn't get back to me because things were going on with my wife, but their community, they're just against. Certain communities have it out on their webpage, especially a couple in Albany County, and other ones are just going to let it ride through because they're afraid that they're not going to get the right cross section. Or, you know, you're going to get a special interest over here that's, yeah, I really want it, or no. And you know, sometimes you don't really get the total overall view of your community.
Right. And if the village does it, right, so they're going to have a place in the village. You think somebody's going to drive out to the town to not visit the one in the village?
I got it. I think the village is a separate entity.
The village is separate.
Yeah, so they make their own decision in the village. I don't speak to the village.
Are you going to have a place available?
A dispensary right off the thruway?
But I got a phone call today.
Place full property tax.
And I didn't think of it until I was home before I came down here. And then I'm saying, you know what? Maybe it is. I said, what road are you talking about? They start talking, oh, you know, 23A, and then she goes, no, 23 by Farnwood as an example. Now, that's heavy traffic. I said, well, I mean, you know, she started talking about one road, and I said, well, you've got to have road access. Nobody's going to grant you a road off of 23. I said, that's not going to happen. But I said, you've got to realize these are some of the smaller town roads. Even that truck traffic. I mean, without really talking about what your industry was, then, I mean, I just kind of dawned on me on the way down. But, I mean, 23 is a heavily traffic area. If somebody wants to go up to Windham or you're saying by the thruway and wants to get all their stuff. So, on the other side of it, which I need to do a little research on, is they have smoking pumps. Just like a cigar shop. So, I mean, you could opt out of, say, even say, you know what, you don't want to have consumption or use of marijuana in a public location in the town of Casco, but still sell.
You don't close bars, do?
I'm just trying to tell, I mean, I'm not proposing it or pro or con, but I'm just saying. It's the same.
Yeah.
But again, and another person I was talking to, their village, they're gonna go for it, the whole thing. They're not backing out, but they're hoping, if it's like the village, you know, with XYZ village, and you got, you know, nice development going on, they feel, or this person I was talking to feels, that it's going to be like a higher end, you know, just like if you go to buy a cigar shop in Saratoga, it's not for everybody, you know, it's going to be a premium to go in there and smoke, and so it's, you know, they like a little destination place for, you know, somebody who's got a few extra dollars. So I just, you know, but it's something, I mean, we should think about as a group, because again, you could always opt out and then opt back in. But once you're in, you know, once people start establishing businesses here, that gets where you want it. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a grapple. You don't want to look back 10 years from now and say, you know, what was that, the right decision or not? I mean, it's somewhat of a big decision. But at the same time, in my opinion, you know, Hudson, I would say Hudson's going to be all in. So, I think anybody in Catskill that wants marijuana is going to have it.
And I think it's a safe way to get marijuana that's not going to be laced with cannabis, I'm telling you.
Right, I agree with that too. It's not going to be fentanyl on it, and it should take some of the street
use. It's going to put the drug cartel south of the states in a tailspin, because it's really going to affect them.
The price is going to be more to go to the dispensary than it is to buy it on the street, so it's not going to hurt.
I was out in San Francisco 3 years ago, and I'm with a family member, and I'll say by marriage. And I said, "How does that all work?" And he says, "I'll show you." Gets on his smartphone within 15 minutes. He had the stuff at his house. Just like that. No problems. Having said that, I mean, you know, before this legalization, he had his private grower or whatever. You know, a guy, you know, you got, everybody gets marijuana from someplace, right? So, but he says now, guess what? He can't get it from the private guy. He does everything through the
dispensary. The private guy is now selling as a distributor to a distributor, making more money.
And I think the laws in California, you don't want to get caught as the guy running it, because now you're stealing their tax money and then the prosecutor.
No, but most of them got hired to grow for
their
cultivator.
The cultivators. I don't know. So it's a complex issue for sure. So. What do you? I mean, you want to have a public forum about it, or you want to get more input from the people, or do you just want it to time out?
You should get input from the community.
I think so too, because the voice is always important.
Well, we're representing people.
Exactly, and we should. I've heard it. You know, I'll be honest with you. Other than people that are in government, I haven't heard it from a lot of people. But I do know a few people that I'm not close with, but I, you know, don't think I'll have any. You know, this, but he doesn't live in our town. He lives up in the Albany area. But he goes over to Great Barrington, and that's what he does.
Other people do.
Yeah, and then, you know, just to, you know, I think he, and he just, you know, it's weird, but like, and I don't know anybody, but like they say, have you ever really seen a mean person on marijuana? You know what I mean? Like, you get a mean drunk, I've heard of that, but I haven't really heard of, you know, somebody that really got nasty. But I mean, I think the other thing, where I kind of feel tough about it is, like, you know, you got all these recovery places in Catskill, Twin Counties over here. You know, they're trying to get people off this stuff, and now we're going to sell it.
I don't know. They're trying to get people off the marijuana. They're probably trying to get people off the heroin, alcohol, which is legal.
Okay, but where's it start? Where does it start?
A lot of it starts with the doctor's office and getting prescribed that first bottle of pills because your back hurts.
And some other people just have addictive type of personalities. You know, everybody has different controls. But I guess we should set up a public hearing for that too, I guess. You want to try to do that now? You want to wait
after the budget?
Let's get the budget. Let's do the budget thing, and then let's do the
said on our survey. That might be easier than having a public hearing at first. Door.
I can see if, I mean, it's, I don't know if Civic Plus can help us with that. I don't know. There is Survey Monkeys out there, but.
Yeah, that means people are required then to be aware of it.
And it could be for people, not in Catskill.
I want our citizens, it's because it's a town event.
And if you so if you're going to do a mailing, you got to
do a mailing.
Or just come to a meeting.
Even then, though, people would throw up the garbage.
Yeah. Right. If we're going to do anything, we'll just have them in person.
You've got to go to the senior center for more access. But again, I just think it's going to come in out of our community regardless if we sell it here or not. That's.
I'm looking at the fact that all the people I know that drive to Massachusetts now, all the ones that stay here now.
But it's not all necessarily going to be to the town. You got to remember, the majority of the people are.
The building they build is going to be the property tax.
Right, if they do it in the village, we're not getting it done.
Right, no, I'm thinking.
But again, if I did have it, this was months ago, and I thought that this guy was from Utah, and he says, well, and it's legal out there. He was quizzing me a little bit about it.
I mean, if you don't think all those people get off the two exits to go to the mountains.
Can we get something maybe at the IDA
property? There's property for sale all around. Sure. No, but there's all kinds of property for sale around the exit.
And then, like my cousin, he's straight as an arrow. He said he was up in Lake George, came back from the Yankee game last night, calls me. And he said it was a miniature golf place somewhere up there. And they wanted to call it a puffing putt. Puffing putt. Yeah, and they advertised it as that. Well, you come up there, you do your thing, and it was a way for him to do business. He probably sold it a lot cheaper. And everything else. So, I mean there's it's going to be creative in this involved. But again, if it's only going to be, and I don't want to say only, but me personally, I'm not going to get sold on just the money aspect of it. I mean, I'm, $30,000, it's money.
Plus the property tax. Plus the extra generated people coming into the community, seeing the restaurants. And
that helps our business owners.
You ever see the lines in the very these dispensaries in Massachusetts?
Nope.
I haven't been over.
Well, they had. It was all pictures of it.
I haven't seen them. I mean, yeah, when it's new, everybody flocks to it. I mean, you open up this thing and have a ribbon cutting. That weekend, they're going to start
going to all over.
And that's the thing. Who's going to get targeted? Who's going to be one of the first dispensaries around?
Right.
That's where it's going to be.
And for that, you need three-phase, right? Did I read that right?
That's for the cultivation.
Cultivation.
That's
cultivation. Okay. So marijuana is on our radar. But I think of having an in-person, but giving people an opportunity to voice their opinion, especially if we're going to consider opting out. I think it's good. And it's good either way. It is. People should let you know what their opinions are. Maybe they can write us a letter or things of that nature. I don't know. Into a public hearing. All right. Anything else going on? Any topics for discussion?
Where are we at with the sign?
The ambulance sign?
We're working the sign.
Responded to my email.
Happened to be over in Hudson the other day.
You have asked?
We went to Jen's sign. I said, wow, we're making out with the signage. I said, I want to do it. Now, because I kind of got a little number from JJ up here, but they got two signs too, so I don't know. But it's up to, I asked George to do that. And I'd like to get that. I would like that to get done.
Before
the snow flies. I'm serious.
I don't think that's happening. Snow's going to be flying in very shortly.
I got all the. I mean,
snow's going to be flying shortly.
Don't say that.
Please don't say that.
It's a good storm in your storm.
Yeah, it's anything like this summer.
I mean, I didn't catch you, but they picked out some color for the morning, and that's
at the same time.
price on that yet either, but you know, that's as far as we can go until they give us the price and get it again.
Is that when it comes out and then retracts so the wind doesn't rip it?
No, the frame is there.
The frame is
it's not a storefront like one.
Yeah.
It's not a retractable. Which would be better because I mean
yeah, but those have been up for what year? 17 years.
Yeah.
And they made it through the winters pretty well.
Yeah.
Because normally you take them down. I think it's about
2004, 2005 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, Cheryl just had hers replaced a couple of years ago. Look out the door. I wonder if they use
them. And then they got the one at the country club. I don't know. But there's other ones around. But these guys are
great. Well, some there's
60. They've been around. You know. Fencing, I worked with Sean on that. I mean, he's been busy too with the floods and stuff. But the fencing is in. The contract before a little bit of deposit because you know we're originally going to do this like now and mm-hmm. now we're like a month away, so I'm you know
usually we just give them a PO.
Right. Well, I never purchase. She's got a purchase order.
Yeah, but
you know I mean, but again, the materials is on the ground and you know now you know we're
just going to hold it for
right. Right. So I mean a little.
Yeah,
I
still give them something.
I mean
I do it all the time.
Right. Exactly. Because all
the, I mean we have. Do we have the money from the other organizations yet?
Yes.
So what happened?
That's what I'm exactly. Oh, I haven't looked at it. Exactly.
So I had another resident approach me about a dog park.
I'm not a dog park.
But, so I'm thinking of the fencing that we're going to take down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where do you want
to put it? Sean and I already.
I don't know. That's why you're thinking of rolling that fence up and saving it.
No, that's fence is what I'm saying. That's a best shot. It's all curled. Go take a look. It's curled.
We know there's a safety issue with it now, so we're not going to take it.
If that fence was serviceable, we wouldn't be
well,
replacing
it. That fence is bent because it didn't have a bottom rail.
I think it's actually to be a dog park, it doesn't have to be 6 feet or something, so they can't jump over.
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying
a dog park fencing.
And I know what fence costs, so.
Dog park fence back was 10, so it's pretty, you can probably figure 15,000 for fencing.
And where would you want it? To the right-hand side?
Oh, down here?
I was actually thinking somewhere in the cemetery.
And you're going to have a funeral, and somebody's going to run over to him.
Well, no, we have enough acreage in the cemetery where it could be pretty far away.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
How many acres do we have there?
No, you don't. When you get to
the only real open lot we have is behind Lenny DiStefano's.
Perfect.
That we cleared out.
Do you think
right.
that
yeah.
But
the only place even close to wanting it in the cemetery, in my estimation, it would be way down on the other side on the east.
Where the old shack is.
The old road. Down over there, down
yeah.
By Billy Walters in that corner.
Yep. But you've got
by
one.
The bypass.
You've got one every
room. Yeah, that spot is a possibility. I mean, but again, it's a cemetery.
What if you wait to see what you could put out on quarter scale when the landfill sunsets in 2022?
That's where, and a resident on quarter scale actually suggested that. By the red, there's two parcels, one on the right by the red barn that we're talking about.
Put it by put it at the red school.
And we'll keep the gazebo in the middle, in case it rains. But I think
that's really a good idea.
And we're going to let a lawn to take care of
it. My neighbor has two.
I'm just saying, a lot of people now are going to want to care of
it.
We told her not to walk them on our
own. They just redid it all, yeah.
It's not fenced. It's not fenced.
What?
If you want to look at that project.
Huh?
That
here?
Yeah.
That's not fenced. It's not a judge. Is it the judge Paul or Warren Clark or something?
That's what we're still.
No, there's the plaque. In honor.
Where?
Still part of the cause.
Yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, quarter scale, I think that's a good spot. Or I don't know if it's a good spot, but that's the best spot that I can think of.
Well, for people in the town, it's a great spot.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to work with.
Right.
It's not that far. You can go up the back way right here by hand.
The fence is actually the brush road.
But quarter scale, it's nice and flat there. The grass is already there. It's closer to town.
A lot of traffic that's down out of that. That's work around.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I mean, on the other side, there's a lot of land too. I mean, on both sides of that road.
Yeah. Yeah. You get on the left, as you're pulling in on the left side of the field there, I mean, there's more than one.
Yeah, out there, I mean, because in Hudson, they have one down there, it's, you know, it, roll up, it's not bad. I mean, you got, well, they got a small one and a...
Yeah, for separate the two sizes of
buildings. I mean, I just don't know what the requirements are for water. You know, do we have, I mean, you know, you don't have to supply any of that.
There's water out there.
People give her
no
water.
The shop doesn't
have
a
water
bottle for those.
You know, the ball field, I thought about that, but that's when you got a crowd down there, there's parking's an issue already down there.
Then I worry about the insurance.
With little kids down there. And
what? Carol's is right next to the ball field. The fence is attached to the ball field.
It is that.
That's true.
I mean, that would be our day. I mean, but parking is tough.
Yeah.
There's a car down there the other night.
The Ricky Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
And dark?
There's people on there all the time.
They were probably using the playground.
There are lights on their car with this in the program.
Right.
But it was,
I mean, if we own that property, I'm sure we should use it.
Use it, yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, I would definitely
investigate. Yeah, that side of the apple trees would be nice.
If you had, you're going to have some support from the community. I really want to use it, and, you know, some volunteers even, again, that's going to help with us. It's just not that we do it, and then you say, okay, now who's going to put the bags up, who's going to police it, who's going to scoop it up?
Right, and the insurance.
The insurance. I mean, it's easy to put it up, but managing it is the problem.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough help in a lot of them categories now. I mean,
yeah, we can't get a wall painted.
Having a dog
poop
picked
off
on
the bags.
Carry in, carry out.
Which we do, that, you know, and we got a lot of dog walkers in Jefferson. I mean, they walk through that cemetery left and right. But it's rare that you find a bag now that's once in a while I got a picture of that. I mean, that bothers me. You know, we got little receptacles, and you know, put it in. That annoys me. It really does. You do it. Again, I think, you know, off lead, I think quarters would be a good spot, so it's not that expensive. But again, managing it once you get there, that's the issue.
Do they take care of Carol Athens and Greenville?
We know it's nice with Carol, we keep bringing it up. They got a maintenance garage right there.
Yep.
And they're there.
Well, it's the water's going to be right down the street from them.
That's recreation.
Highway guys.
Poor Stanley.
Alright, and if that's it, I guess. So I'm on board with the dog park, and we got community sport out. So,
when we visited when they sunset the dump?
Well, we still haven't had a conversation about that, right?
What's
the dump before our children close it out? Because I think we're still going to have to take
it's never going to close.
No.
We're
still going to be responsible for that, DJ.
I put a call in the park of the Jews today on that.
After all these PFOAs showing up and all this water, they've changed the regulation so much that you're never sunsetting on
that. I think that was roughly $20,000 a year, right? We pay the village for that?
5 cents a gallon, I think. Something like
that. I don't know.
And then you got to haul it down, or you got to truck it, haul it down.
Now
you got a lot of rain, so that's going to be a good time this year. But really, we could sunset
down the Grand Canyon.
No, it's got to be treated, and it's got to be crystal clear water.
But again, that is an issue that we got to resolve. We got to know where we stand with that for sure, because that's
now is it the end of 2022? So we got another year.
I think we got about a year, but again, we need to have some answers on where we stand with that. And again, I did call him today. I said, "You got to pack it." You know, they give you all the stuff. Did you get a CD on that too, Liz? Or yeah, sure I did. We got a CD.
Mm-hmm.
It just tells you all, you know, test results and things.
Who was it?
I think it's Bart of the Judas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
it is. Space Derek, I think he's out of Rochester. It's a 585 number, but I didn't call him today.
And the other thing we have to keep in the back of our heads during the budget is,
that's a conversation we need to have with the town. I I don't think, if we're going to do it, we should make that whole cost.
No, county's going to get into a conversation about it.
$450, yeah. Roughly. Around number is $450, but we should do
that. Yeah, but that depends on whether you just do outside or you're doing inside.
In the village?
No.
Oh, if you're going inside?
Right, yeah.
I just do outside.
Yeah, because...
That's what we did.
Because I'm not going to let somebody in my house.
I can let them in my house,
yeah.
That would take...
You're wasting the money.
That would probably take 2 years or more to do anyway.
No, just outside.
Yeah.
Just outside.
But the only party I don't know if they're interested in is the school.
No. I don't know. It wouldn't be. It would actually help everybody.
It would help our tax rate, too, because they care about our... And it just...
Now your taxes are going to go up even more. So you scratch it. It's your tax bill.
No, but so like I spent about an hour on the phone laundry trying to get an explanation of how this works. The people that have been in their houses for a significant amount of time are actually carrying more of the tax burden than all these new sales. So some people that have been in their homes for an extended period of time, their taxes are probably even going to stay the same and go up a fraction or down a fraction. So all these
newer sales
are actually going to be valued what they're valued at. So
well, they did that when they sold the house.
No, they came to
see that.
Well, you can do some kind of outside capital improvement to it,
right?
But this is just on that section,
right? See, when they did this,
well, that was always under assumption. Like if you sold a house for say $300,000 and it was valued 10 years ago at $150,000, it went up to that.
No, it sells off the last
one. That's what they used to call the welcome neighbor. Welcome new neighbor, and they stopped all that stuff. But that's the way it used to be. So, you know, when we did the revalue, what was it, 92 or 94, around somewhere?
92, what was it?
Right, so around 92. You know, all the old timers, they got a little upset, but the truth is, they were there for the last 90 years. And so they got away, you know, you got to look at what they kind of didn't pay over all those years. Because everybody else, when you got a new sale, you got according to your sale, and
right.
You went up. So, you know, that's what happened. But now, it's only so that everybody's assessment kind of stays the same now, except like you're saying, if all of a sudden you say, hey, wait a minute, there's a new...
Even new construction? I mean,
new construction is different because it's never been assessed before.
Yeah.
Right, but it's still based on what's...
Based on
what's existing. If you spent $1 million to build it, you still might be assessed at $500. Because you do that 54%.
Yeah,
that's your number. But what it would do is the higher end properties for sure, because they're drawing a premium in.
And it would also help us, she said, with all these certificate cases, all these big box stores. If you have a recent reval, it gives you more.
Yeah, it just levels the playing field for people, because there's a lot of people that have spent a lot of money on these homes and fixed a lot of them up. Which is, it's been an asset to our community, but in the same respect, is they're not paying their fair share.
No, people are staying in the houses for extended period of time, carrying a burden.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of these people pay overinflated prices, right? So when the housing market bottoms in 10 years, are we going to go back and reevaluate them in 10 years and
right.
put them back to where they're supposed to be?
Right. And that's what, the conversation I had with Audrey just was months ago, probably, and this probably isn't the, it's something we should still put in the works and say, hey, can we get this to happen and make it happen?
Yeah,
but
not now.
But it's not the ideal time to do it, because once the bubble, if that were to happen, which there's a good probability of that, so instead of being at, 54% of the valuation, if the bubble pops, we could be at 120%. Because then we can go the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, the key is once we get to that point and we're doing it is to keep up with it.
Every couple of years.
Right, it costs like 40 or 50.
Yeah, but they're also they're up to like 110%.
After this year, they will be.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's 110.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't want that either.
Yeah.
No, they're one end of the spectrum where they completely.
I agree with it. There's got to be a happy medium somewhere.
Our tax rate will look a lot better, but if you would have, millions of dollars of assessed value. If we get paid for it, I'm game on that one too.
Well, it's going to
help the school. I don't have ideas. It's just a matter of how we have
it. It'll help the school and the county.
Pay for this stuff.
It's going to help the school and the county.
We'll probably don't need any more.
And the village, actually.
The school tax, so we're always on the issue.
And that doesn't include the bonding.
Yeah.
The village tax, too, something like that. The board says that.
Hopefully it's the construction.
Flush and pool?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, I know one side of our air conditioner, that hasn't been fixed yet, that's right.
What happened to that?
That summer's over, really.
Summer, oh wait, it heats too for it.
We're still waiting for a part.
It's still there.
No, we're waiting for the unit.
It'll still have, they said there's one unit.
In Rochester, they said, yeah.
Well, in Rochester.
It probably went out for good.
The highest bidder got that unit.
Right.
And it wasn't us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the heat pump though too, so we won't have any heat, that's worse, that's worse than that air conditioning back.
That looks like a huge.
That literally.
You want to have a motion to close it?